Jen and Lewis with you, chatting you through some big changes for 2018. So a lot of movement on air, including the departure of a friend who's been with us for 8 years. It's time to say goodbye to Dom Alessio.
Dom Alessio.
Does that
hello.
Let's, in honor of time to say goodbye.
Check it out, everybody.
No. We've got the feature of them.
Conte Partiro, or Time to Say Goodbye by the beautiful Andrea Bocelli. Not a song that I imagine you would have played much on the Australian music show.
I haven't. It's mainly one for home.
But we're very much going to miss you around here, Dom Alessio. Where are you off to?
I'm going to miss you guys too. I'm off to new pastures and new adventures, and I get to announce that next week. I still got to keep it under my hat for a little while. But yeah, it's not going to be in radio. It's something a little bit different, but it's still going to be involved with music. So I'm really excited. But yeah, 8 years, like, you know, this station, this job has become my life, and it's been just the best time. And it's been the best time because the listeners of Triple J are the most amazing listeners of any station, and get to work with people like you two and get to turn up to work every day and see your smiling faces. And yeah, it's just been incredible. An opportunity I didn't ever thought that anything like this would ever happen in my life. I did a psychology degree, well, how did I end up on radio? And firstly, I have to apologize to my parents for never doing anything with my psychology degree. I'm really sorry.
Well, you did so much for Australian music, though, on Home and Hosed. There's an excellent article up on the Triple J website at the moment, written by Al Newstead, just about every artist you've broken since you've been here. I mean, not like you ruined them, but as you introduced us to, including a Flume. You gave Flume his first ever play on Triple J.
Yeah, and his first ever tweet was to me, which was really nice. You know, Flume, one of those artists who I discovered his music, was just on a random blog, and it actually wasn't his own song. Now, Flume used to be in a duo called Anthony for Cleopatra, and he'd actually remixed one of his own songs, and that's what was Sleepless. That's the song that we ended up knowing, and I heard that, and I was like, man, this guy's really good. I didn't play it because I just thought it was a really great song, but never had imagined that he would, blossom into one of the world's biggest artists. So it's not like it's humbling. It's like a real privilege to be there at that moment. You know, like I'm not going to claim credit for Flume's success, but it was lovely to be there at that moment and hear a song like that and be like, hey, listeners, I hope you like this song. And that's what I've always tried to do. It's just like I hear a song that I like and I'm like, I hope you're going to like it too.
There's so many beautiful tributes on that article, though. People like James Tidswell from Violent Soho, Gordy, Sophie Payton, Tom and Joe from Big Scary as well. Really beautiful stuff. And you are leaving the show in very capable hands.
Yes, I am so excited that Declan Byrne is going to be taking over Home and Hose next year. Declan, who you would have heard on Triple J before, he's filled in on Home and Hosed a bunch of times. Absolute legend of a dude, massive cricket fan. We've been mates for years. And the things that you wouldn't see is just how hard he's been working behind the scenes, and the absolute passion for Australian music that he has. And I'm so excited. I genuinely could not think of a better person to take over Home and Hose next year. I'm so excited for Declan. I'm so excited to listen to Declan host Home and Hose. That's such a joy for me now that I'm not going to be doing the show. I get to hear Declan host Home and Hose. How awesome. Oh, boy.
Well, Dom, we will miss you very, very, very much. And we are excited for whatever mysterious new adventure you're going on and can't wait to hear what that is next week. And we got a couple more shows with you.
Yeah, I'm here for what is it, like 6 more shows? So till next Thursday.
Awesome. Thanks, Dom. We'll catch you real soon.
Thanks, friends.